Welcome to the Abwazi Wine Buzz podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Clinton Lee. Today's guest is an essential part of today's fabric. She is well known within the social media circles, within the world of models, life, mother, and above all, she has been interviewed for aspects of etiquette. She is the royalty of etiquette, and it gives me enormous pleasure to introduce to our show, Sophia Maubea. Welcome to the show, Sophia.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I'm so glad to be part of it.
Now, between Sophia and myself, we have amassed millions of followers and on the social etiquette platform regarding etiquette. And today, Sophia, I wanted to ask you, you grew up in Bulgaria in Eastern Europe, and with it came its own set of etiquette and manners. At a youthful age, you had a dream of being a real princess. What created this interest in royalty within you? Was it a book, a song, or a movie, or something else?
Well, yes, coming from the other part of the world and living in that time when it was communism, I grew up in a different society with, we know that communism time wasn't like accepted, but there was one thing, respect. There was a respect, and manners and etiquette was really on top of everything else. So somehow this is a part of what I am now, but also, you know, everybody has their little dream. And I had it from very little. We didn't have any access watching what is outside of Bulgaria. It was very difficult. So there was only one day that you can see something different from the West. And this was on Saturday night at 10 o'clock. There was a movie. 10 o'clock was too late because we used to go at 7:38 to bed. But there was this time that was all these action or thriller movies from America, from everywhere, actually. Right. I used to stay on the door and, you know, watching the movies. There was nothing, you know, bad. Yes, just like that, because of course your parents would let you a little bit, you can stay on Saturday night, but, and then I was like, you can see different world and you see a lot of things that you realize that you don't have it, because in our country, everybody 90% had the same. Even furniture, everything in the house was almost the same. Any house you go, you have the same sofa, the same table, the same, you know, the interior was almost the same because you have a few shops and that's it. So all these movies on that time and some magazines that was really, you get it from friends or someone who's been traveling outside of Bulgaria. It's a German catalog, big ones. It's called Neckermann on that. I don't know if it's still, if you know these words, I think maybe it's a German word, like that big. So you had everything inside, even the clothes and interior and just a little bit of everything in social life. And then I realized that we can be a little bit more than what is in that time now. And a part of that, of course, my parents always have been telling me how to behave and or sit or just daily life was, at least in my family, you needed to follow some rules for that.
Right. It was a little bit of everything, you know, parents, movies,
yes,
what you could see. Wonderful. Now, Sophia, you arrived in Spain in the late 1990s. Why Spain?
I would tell you the real reason. And then I used to be an ice skater. And I really, yes, I couldn't achieve, you know, my dream to be a professional because it was very difficult at that time. And so there was no money. And anyway, this sport was really difficult and very expensive. So anyway, I was training. So I wanted to really to go to University of Physical Education and a little bit with the sport medicine. And so I finished this university and I wanted to become also a good coach about ice skating. And with the sport medicine, so all these kind of things was for me a dream, a part of being a princess.
Yes, you know? Of course. Wonderful dream.
This is another. So I actually wanted to become, after the university, you can apply everywhere in the world because it was accepted. And I wanted to actually continue in Madrid because this was the place for ice skating, you know, they have a good possibility there. But in the end of the day, my parents somehow, they had to move here for business and some, my dad actually with some people. So in the end, I ended up in Marbella.
Okay.
I expected to find, to find a ring here, but it was impossible because we're in the south of Spain, it's hot. So this sport is completely, doesn't exist.
Well, you know, I think wherever you are, it's always going to be a dreamland. So there'll always be this lovely area. So Spain was really by circumstance. And
by circumstance, yeah. Yes.
Now, where you live, it's very beautiful and it's stunning. Now, having lived in Spain for over 20 years now, how would you describe the difference between the etiquette and manners, the main points between, say, Spain and Bulgaria? What do you see as common and what is really vastly different, huge difference?
Well, it's, first of all, it's different cultures. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm going to separate it between also the new generation and us.
Yes, absolutely.
So, there's a huge difference because in our time, I think not only Bulgaria, I think worldwide, etiquette and manners were more, more important than now. So here also when I came, something that was, was good for me that everybody was smiling more than for example, in Bulgaria. Sure. You know, people from, we are in Spain. So there was something that's friendly, you know, people were friendly than in Bulgaria, okay.
Right.
You know what I mean. We know with a little bit on that time with the communism, you had to be very serious. Yeah. And everything was too much. So here is like kind of like more relaxed. Now these days, new generation is is missing even the basic etiquette and manners, but in general it's how to say it, there is always missing something. You can kind of like, you know, make get from the both sides and make one. So there was something here that was not there or there here, but in general what the problem is right now that there is missing 90% of good manners and etiquette.
Yeah, so I think what as you said, it's different culture, different environment, and of course it's a different culture, you know, the Spanish and the Bulgarians. But one thing is, and this is through my experience of interaction, mixing with Bulgarians and Spanish people, you said it a few minutes ago, Sophia, respect. There's huge respect for parents. There's huge respect for family. And I know even today in Spain, there's one day where it's family day. And everyone, no matter what they're doing, they want to stay together with the family. So you've seen that, you know, most Sundays, I would believe. where you are. Now, so is that correct then, Sofia? The family day in Spain?
Yes, family day is very important. And also, I think that these days, social media is taking away families from doesn't matter if it's Sunday in general. So we need to be very careful with that. But Saturday and Sunday, or okay, even give it one day, Sunday should be with the family. I should be 100% with the family, not 50, 100%.
So 100% is what everyone should try and focus and appreciate and respect the family that you have. I couldn't agree more.
Yes, because otherwise, why you want a family?
Yeah, true.
These days, it's like, no, I need to have a child. Why you want to have a child? To leave it to someone else, to don't pay attention to this child, to argue with your husband or partner, and then why you're making a family? If you can afford that, not only material with money, it just
materially. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, just with education and time. Now we want to do everything, and just the children, leave them from 1 year old to the kindergarten all day, because you have to work to give to this child, to these children, a better life. But for that, it's better don't have it then. This is my opinion.
And it determines, Sofia, as you said, what is a better life? You know, is it the love of a family, or is it learning from your parents, or is it perhaps what is the definition of having a good life? It's hard to say, and it changes. Talking about family, Sofia, your father gave you many dictionaries to learn from. How did you manage that? What was your system of learning from dictionaries?
Yes, my father used to be, from that time, a little bit, going to a lot of meetings, a lot of, his position was a little bit higher. Mm-hmm. So he's seen a little bit more. Of course, he wanted to,
prepare
to make us understand this, prepare also. Uh-huh. And he used to say to me that, because I used to say also that I want to be a princess, I want to be someone, I want one day people to admire me or to show them something or to know, to learn something from me. And he said, but for that you need to a little bit, how to be in
yes,
front of.
Of course.
And he used to find me all these dictionaries, Polish, Czech, English, German. And that time it wasn't just but countries around us. And he used to tell me, okay, so learn here, languages and the way how you should behave, the way how you see it, posture, all these things. If you don't know, you're not going anywhere. Because I was, from very little, I used to say, I want to leave, I want to go.
Yeah.
So he used to tell me and used to say, look how you sit in. Something that today I see parents that don't even care if their children are sitting with the open legs on top of the table. Or this for me was like, no way, impossible. So you need to know how to eat. You need to, everything with good manners and etiquette. He used to, what was able on that time to show me, because of course it was not so much, but yes, from him, my mom as well. So
I think your parents are wonderful people, because we have a saying, want to know a person's parents, you just have to look at the product, and you are the product of your parents. So although I've not had the pleasure and privilege of ever meeting them yet, what I can see is through you, I can already picture the type of people that they are. Now, we both have TikTok platforms, Sophia, you and I. And we're both very, very focused. We want to promote etiquette, manners to all our very, very loyal viewers around the world. But sometimes we have different reactions. How did you react at the beginning with the negative criticism that we receive, as honestly speaking, we are influencers? So when we get those negative criticism, how did you react at the beginning?
Okay, I just want to say something very quick about me, that this also comes from parents, that they used to tell me, look, what's happening in your house inside, it stays in your house. Outside world is completely different and it's nothing to do with you. You're unique, independent, and what you are, don't compare to everybody else, because you have a mission in your life and go for that mission, or you're born for something, so you need to find what it is and go for that. And you don't have to be jealous. I don't know what is jealousy, because my parents used to tell me this doesn't exist, this, because everybody has their destiny and everybody should look in their road.
Right.
So don't pay attention on this thing. So all this come to me even in these days, and with the social media and with TikTok, that all these comments actually makes me, I enjoy them. I'm sorry to say, but because I don't take it personally. And something that when my parents used to tell me that, and I don't see so much around me to think the same way, you know, people are jealous, people get really depressed after comments in general, not only now, but through my life,
yes.
You know, during my life in general. And many years ago, I wrote a book of Don Miguel Ruiz. I don't know if you know, he's a Mexican Tolteca. And it's called, there's two books, the Four Agreements.
Okay.
And one of the Four Agreements is don't take anything personally.
Okay.
It's a very interesting book. I recommend it to you also. You know, it's very easy to find it everywhere. And the other one is the Mastery of Love, the relationship between women and men.
Mm-hmm.
Something I found there, everything what I've been thinking, and said, okay, it's not only me, so this exists. So this exactly, don't take anything personally. It's completely proof for me. And all these comments are coming from themselves. You know, all these people are hurt. All these people are going through a really bad moments or difficult moments, mm-hmm. in their lives. So that's why I don't blame them for their reaction or the way how they think. And actually, more focused how to make them modificate, not change, because difficult to change someone, but to modificate a little bit and make them understand that there is another way as well. We can achieve everything with the bad manners, or with, but why we don't achieve it with the good, easier and quick, you know? So I like all these comments and try to find what is their problems. You know, that there is a problem there. Mm-hmm. And try to fix it even. So some of them become my friends after time, you know?
Yes.
And they apologize and said, I'm sorry, you know, I've been... So in the bad comments, I always try to even write personally and say, look, next time, if you want to ask me something, or ask me in a different way.
Yes, I agree.
Just a quick example, the other day, a video about your nails, grooming, you should look after your nails. And there was a comment after the reel of mine, the girl said, I don't have money to, you know, to make my manicure and pedicure. Who is going to pay you? You know, like you.
Yeah.
So I answered to her really politely. And I said, you know, I said, look, there's always way, you know, it's a matter of choice. And please, if you want to ask someone that way, just ask different, you know, you can change the way of asking. You know? So I just make a long conversations, and she was continue a little bit, but then in the end, everything is fine. So I think with if we are very persistent and repeating, because repetition is one of the main reason how people can hear you or get better, is just continue with the repetitions and you get better and better.
You know, we continue, although we receive positive and less positive comments, doesn't mean we don't have feelings, which we do, but we tend to ignore those. And as you said, we have to try and understand why do people write those negative comments. Now, Sophia,
how do you deal with this?
How do I deal with it?
Are you taking it seriously, personally, or no?
I think, like yourself, I look at it, I read it, I try and understand why they wrote it that way. And when it's possible and deserves it, I give a response. But sometimes, you know, some of them, you have to understand
the reason behind it.
And it's very hard, you know. We both of us, we receive so many comments, it would be very hard to answer every single one. But we appreciate the comments, both positive and perhaps not so much the less positive. Now, you've been an actress, a model, and you're a mother. So, Sophia, can you share with us which one do you feel influenced you more? Was it being an actress, a model, or a mother?
Yes, all of them. And I realized that I cannot do everything at the same time. With my experience after 47 years, you know, with a little bit of everything, because years passing, I know that women are very strong. They want to do everything. But I think there is a moment for, you know, for everything. Yes. We cannot together everything. And being a mother for me, and I really want to encourage the rest of the women and the future mothers, if you want to be a mother, be a mother. Okay. This is a huge job. This is more than anything. So you have to think of it as a job, because it is. And okay, in your free time you can do whatever you want if you have it. You have to find it, of course, for yourself first and then for your job. But if you want to be a mother, 100%. So I choose to be a mother. When I what happened is that I was an actress and model in my early 20s. I love it. I love the camera. I love to express myself. I'm always in front of the mirror. I talk to myself 100 times a day. Sometimes people think that what's wrong with this one when I was young, because I always have something to express myself, and especially with the theater on that time, you know, when you learn some new play, so you need to repeat it.
Yeah, you have to practice.
So it's marvelous. I think everybody should go to classes of theaters in acting. It gives you a lot of freedom and a lot of self-confidence. So this helped me. And a little bit before I become a mom, I opened a school here in Spain about etiquette and protocol.
Yes.
Spanish business protocol and etiquette, because this was my dream. And I just opened it and I start 1 year. And then, of course, I met my husband and then I get pregnant. And then I had to decide, should I continue or should I become a mom? Because the school is a school, you need to be there. So I decided that I'm going to leave the school and I'm going to be 100% mom, and we'll see how it goes. So, of course, my husband understands perfectly that on that time, we are all depends on him. I mean, you know, with the first child and then second very quick. So, yes, we had an opportunity that he was working and been looking after us. And I was a mom and families and being a boss of the family, but in a good way.
Of course.
So then I realized that I was trying to, to work, and was not possible because you were coming home stressed. You are coming in a bad mood, then you have kids, then you have husband, so you don't pay attention to one to another. Your energy goes completely down, and woman energy is very important. We can talk another time about this. So in the end of the day, you're not able to do anything, you know.
You're not getting the best of you.
Yes. So being a mom was okay during the school time. I arrange whatever what is of helping my husband, and in the afternoons I was with the kids, 100%. And then at the night, of course, family. So this I think recommend to all the women. Now they're gonna say no, but we need to work. And I said, we'll say that. Okay, if you want to work, don't have a kid. You know, you can marry, but don't have kids. Mm-hmm. Because woman, her, I always say that our DNA,
yes.
DNA?
Yes, DNA.
Women's DNA is to be a mother, to be a lovely wife, and look after the kids and look after the family. Think I'm not saying slave or being, submissive to the man.
Mm-hmm.
You should be together, partners together. You walk and you work and you're in general, you are together. No one is in front or behind. You're just on the same line.
Equal.
Yes, we say this is equal. That you walk together, you stay together, and men should do men things, women should do women things. But this is completely different subject. So about the manners and etiquette. So yes, I was a mom. Sometimes there was some commercial or theater that was not taking my time as a from the family. I used to do it because that's why I'm still in the theater since then, but always in my free time. And I think I did the best because my
kids. I think you've done a marvelous job of that. You've blended the actress, the model, the mother, and you've put it all together. Now, Sophia, being a mother, the next generation have their own particular way of communicating. That's texting, smartphone, iPad, emails. This was very different 20 years ago. And they see the world very differently. Now, what challenges have you faced teaching etiquette and manners to your children?
Yes, well, I was lucky when they were little, there was not so much into the telephones and, technology. Okay. I'm really lucky about that. So I can imagine now these days, and what I see around me is really disappointing. But I gave them phones when they were 12 years old. I didn't want to give them phones before. If they want something to look it through my phones, on the father's phone.
Right.
And because they are sportive, they are professional. She is a gymnast, he is a swimmer.
Oh.
So there was no time even for telephones. So I think sports or any other creative extra activities, it's very good kids to be able to do it, because this is kind of like good distraction.
Yeah,
the telephone and technology
gives focus. Yes,
exactly. So my ones, from very little, from 2-3 years old, I start with the sports. So they've been a professional, and even in a lot of competition, national winner. So I'm lucky with them, but there was a rules. We don't like rules, but this, if you don't give them, kids are, you're their example. So if you show them the world in one way, and of course outside with society is different, but at least they have the base, you know. So I know the society these days doesn't help at all. It comes from home. But I didn't have so difficult. It was the last 2-3 years, you know, when it goes to, they are going to this, went to this teenagers year, because they're 17 and 18
right now. Of course.
And there was a limit at when to, you know, to look the telephone. And now they tell me, Mom, you did the best. Because, of course, when you're 14, 13, 14, you, it's not only because it's teenager and hormones. We blame so much the hormones. But in the end of the day, it's the education you're giving them as well.
Yes.
You know, parents want to say, no, 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 because of the hormones, they are so crazy. I can't do anything about it. Oh, yes. You can do so much, but we are lazy, we don't have patience. So set up a rules. That's what it is.
Okay. So set up rules, set up guidelines.
Guidelines and rules and talk, and you have to have a lot of patience, especially for the these teenagers' years. And for the little ones, even is I was reading an article, until 2 or 3 years old, you should not give them phones at all. Because of their brain and eyes function. It's so bad for them, you know? So until 3 years old, they should not stay on the phone like, okay, look there. No.
Right. So yes, there wasn't that much in terms of difficulty because you had already set the guidelines. So the guidelines really helped. Now, you know, Sophia, both you and I, we read in our comments that they say, oh, why do I have to behave like this? You must have wealth. You must have money. You must have class to have etiquette and manners. I personally, I don't believe it is related to wealth, class. I believe it's your own, coming back to the word you used, respect. You have to respect yourself. And when you respect yourself, you respect others. How would you reply? What are your thoughts on that, where people say it's only for the wealthy and those of class? Do you think that's... what are your thoughts?
Yes, a lot of comments is true about that. And so, well, why I need this? Why I need that? Why we should... I don't know why even say they're the high class, because they're kind of like confusing, you know, high society with the royals. And then I think they're so they don't even know what they're talking about. And to tell you the truth, that a lot of people from the high society doesn't have manners, you know, and they should think about that as well, because for them it's because of the money. Okay, I can do whatever I want and I can treat everyone the way I want, because for money, everybody is going to come and do everything for me. So this is really wrong. There's no class, there's no manners. And manners are the basic. Then after, etiquette comes after the manners, because this is the specific, you know, first we learn the manners, and then these manners, we make them even better, and they become... etiquette of different situations and moments in life. So if we talk about manners, it's for everyone. Don't put limits because it's only for high society. No, at all. Or because only people who have money. This is so wrong. And also, we should stop. We should be happy when someone else even have more. And that's what you want to achieve it also. So this jealousy between I don't have and you have, also it's a lack of good manners, because we should be happy. So part of that, manners start from the moment you're born.
Right.
Because that's what parents are telling you, you know, that, oh, how many times you say, at least we have still please and thank you. Okay, it doesn't disappear. It's not in... So that's what everybody starts. Please and thank you.
Absolutely. So it's not so much in terms, you have to have wealth. You have to have class. No. Absolutely not. Now,
this is respect, yes, to you and to others.
Yes.
The way how you treat them, they will treat you. So this, we know this phrase is it's a common. So
it's true. Yes. Now, we often hear about etiquette and manners. They say it's out of date. The younger generation say, we don't use this. It's not needed. Now, you wrote, these days, rudeness is a contagious behavior that spreads rapidly. Can you tell us a little bit more what was going through your mind when you wrote something like that?
Yes, because you know what is scaring me, that in the end of the day, rudeness and bad manners are more contagious than the good one. You know, this is always like that. So we need to work more to show and to gain the bad manners and the rudeness, because it's impossible. Because look, if you have it at home, if you are well mannered at home, you open the door and society is receiving you with rudeness. Okay, schools are receiving you with rudeness, and okay, this bullying these days, that is like, I didn't know a long time ago, I didn't know what even the word means, because it doesn't exist in our time.
Right.
It was very rare, you know, to have kind of like bullying. Mm-hmm. These days it's like number one, you know, like a problem in schools. So new generation, and these days they think that with rudeness, it's the way how they will achieve whatever they want.
Mm-hmm.
And we should stop that and show them that it's not. Because maybe when you're a teenager, but when you come to the real life after that, who is going to take you to work if you're rude? And so this is, I wrote this one because of that, because it's true. It's everywhere right now. And because of this future teenagers, this future, they are our future, you know.
Yes.
They will, yes. Exactly. So they should think a little bit more about that. And of course, with the time, they realize, but why always we have to go through the difficult way? You know, that's why something to me, when we can do it, you know, easy.
Of course.
So rudeness is difficult, and because we don't know how to deal with the rudeness, you know, what we do, we immediately give back the same rudeness to the person instead of listen, think until then, and then you decide the way how to react to the rudeness, right, and show kindness and respect. But
yeah, I think what you've just mentioned here, Sophia, that this current generation will become parents in time to come. And if you have accepted, i.e. this generation has accepted, that is it acceptable to go on a TikTok or on an Instagram or social media and write negative things about someone you've never met or spoken to, you don't have your name there. If that's how they are growing up, what will they expect? Will that be the norm, the what is expected for their children? It's very hard. You're quite right. You know, they have to think a little bit more deeply. And talking about the next generation, what words of advice would you like to give this generation, the younger generation, when it comes to etiquette and manners, Sophia? Like 3 points or 2 points.
New generation, 3 points.
Or whatever point is important.
Yes.
You want to share.
First of all, they should understand the way how they want to be treated.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if they have to have it very clear the way how they want everybody around it to treat them. So when they realize what exactly they want, they should show the same to the people in front. I don't know if I said it correctly.
Yes, no. If you treat me well, I treat you well. If you treat me rudely, I will treat you rudely. That's
exactly
pretty much human nature. Mm-hmm.
Yes, but we should not expect the the person in front of us to start. We should start with ourselves.
Okay.
And because the self-esteem is so low and the self-confidence is so low in the new generations, they prefer to let it go and just do whatever, even if they treat them bad, they just do it in the same way.
Understood.
They should stand up for themselves. They should love themselves. They should trust themselves. You know, they should value themselves. And once they have this, there is no place for rudeness and for bad manners. So that's what I want to recommend them to start to work this in inner part of themselves, you know, okay. To be a better person, to be kind, to respect, because definitely this is what is going to open the doors for them. Good manners, the way how you speak, the way how you treat yourself and the rest of the person in front of you is going to open the door. And believe me, they will. They have to go through that, because like when we speak, it's easy. And just try. I want them to try. Knowledge is very important. And read books and listen. You know, this is what I can tell them.
Sophia, it's marvelous. I think those words of read, value yourself, have patience, treat others the way you would like to be treated. These are real gems from, I consider, one of the royalty of the social media in terms of etiquette and manners. Sophia Mabeya, it's been a huge pleasure interviewing you today. Thank you very much for being with us.
You've been listening to Wine Buzz Podcast. If you enjoyed this podcast, then please leave a review or share it with a friend. Abwazi is an online wine and spirit institution dedicated to promoting culture and diversity through the world of education. If you're looking to get started, we have a free online course that we are giving out to all our listeners. For more information, head to abwazi.com. That's APWASI.com.